Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Wednesday, the 20th of December 2023. Today's topic is Crucify the Flesh. Our text today is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. Verse 13. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Key verse. Galatians chapter 5 verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Here is an extract from their Adversary, published by Moody Press. The flesh is a built-in law of failure, making it impossible for the natural man to please or serve God. It is a compulsive inner force inherited from man's fall, which expresses itself in general and specific rebellion against God and His righteousness. The flesh can never be reformed or improved. The only hope of escape from the law of the flesh is its total execution and replacement by a new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul the Apostle explains the war between the old nature and the new life in Christ, the old war between the spirit and the flesh. He provides a deep insight into how great a distraction the flesh is, especially to saints who desire to live a holy life as consecrated vessels. The flesh is an expression of the carnal and fallen nature of man. It manifests in pride and self-will, which make people to fight, criticize, envy, and even hate one another, until true fellowship is destroyed. It acts like a pendulum. When the believer yields to the Spirit of God, he produces good fruits. But when the old nature is allowed to grow again, it brings about the past habits that are unbecoming of the new life. The final solution to the Adamic nature is total crucifixion of the flesh. Here then comes the importance of sanctification, a definite experience whereby God destroys the root of sin and sets the believer free from inner and outer struggles. With the heart circumcised to radiate the new nature, the believer now enjoys complete dominion over the flesh. Fought for the day. Enjoy perfect victory through the crucifixion of the flesh. The Bible in 1 year. Zechariah chapter 6 to 9. For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.